Hello English Podcast, a podcast for EFL learners and teachers. Hello everyone, this is one more episode of the Follow English Podcast. Today is May the 9th, 2016. I'm Marcos Gazana and I'm speaking from Porto Alegre in the south of Brazil. This is episode 111 of the Follow English Podcast and today I'm going to be discussing prescriptivism and descriptivism. Prescriptivism and descriptivism are two different approaches to how we see grammar, how we view grammar. Prescriptivism, coming from the verb to prescribe, basically is the view that language is a set of rules or patterns that should be followed by speakers and in order to communicate correctly. Descriptivism comes from the verb to describe, and basically it's the view that language is a dynamic process that in language changes according to the different contexts which we have in communication, and also as time goes by different patterns and different structures emerge. So descriptivists, they see language with an open mind to the changes that we see in grammar structures. Basically, what I would like to say, to add, by the way, I'm one of the reasons why I'm doing this podcast episode is that I saw last week this very nice video on which I found on YouTube called Does Grammar Matter? And this is a TED video, so a TED education video. And in the video, they briefly discuss the two approaches, and they clearly give examples of how the two approaches would view grammar and the transformations we have in the language. And I would like to add that some of my students sometimes have this, you know, this internal psychological fight. They want to communicate in English, but they also think that it's very important to learn grammar. So I would say that prescriptivism, this view that language is a set of rules, is very useful at the beginning of our learning process. Why? Because when we start learning a foreign language, we need to learn the basic structures and how these basic structures can help us communicate in the contexts which each of the structures is used. But on the other hand, in a more advanced level, I think it's very good to have an open mind and be able to look at language as not only as a set of rules, but also as a dynamic process where we have different regional accents, where we have different ways to communicate, and the different speakers from different regions, from different countries, speak in different ways and use different structures to communicate. So I think it's very useful to see language in a more descriptive way. Like a lot of people, they spend time studying grammar, and then when they go abroad for the first time, bang, there is this huge shock. It's like, how come I studied English for so long, and then suddenly I can't communicate even in a basic level because I don't understand specific expressions that people use in different regions or in different countries. And so language is a dynamic process. I would say that viewing language in a more prescriptive way is very useful at the beginning, as I said, the beginning of the learning process, where you need to learn the basics, where you need to learn the basic structures and how they work. You need to know how to, how to build questions correctly using auxiliary verbs, using the right word order and whatnot. But then later on, as you advance in your learning process, it's important to have a more open mind and to concentrate more on vocabulary and expressions and metaphoric language and, you know, more advanced issues that we have in language. I think in this case, having a more descriptive view of the language, or making use of descriptivism in a more advanced level, will help you with exceptions, with new expressions, with more figurative language and stuff like that. Yes. So if you're interested in this subject, I recommend you have a look at the video I talked about. Just go to YouTube and search for Does Grammar Matter? And you will certainly find this video. And remember, a prescriptive view of the language is very useful in formal contexts, in at the beginning of your language learning process, when you need to know when to use the right structure and so on. And a descriptivist approach to language might be more useful in more advanced levels, where you have to keep an open mind for regional accents and for new expressions and metaphorical language and stuff like that. So before I finish, I would like to remind you that the webpage for this podcast is at pod.followenglish.com.br. You can subscribe, you can add your email to the email list, and you will receive a notification every time there is a new episode out there. You can also subscribe via iTunes or Stitcher or Podomatic or any other podcatcher that you might be using to reach us. You can also send emails to info@followenglish.com.br in case you want to make any suggestions or if you want to ask any questions. I hope you're all learning something, and I'll see you next time. Bye!